You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, this is the magic of things. We're on vacation. We're not actually in studio, but we've got fresh, extra funny material that we have prepared for you. So we will get to that. The fresh new material for Extra Funny, even though we're on vacation, coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace, how old were your grandmothers when they died?
I don't know. Let's see. My grandmother on my mom's side died when I was in the sixth grade. So she was probably pretty young. I think she was probably in her maybe 50s, late 50s. Yeah. I really don't know. She seemed old, though. Then my grandmother on my dad's side died. I was 25, 26, something like that. She died in 95, I believe. So she was probably about 70, in her 70s.
Mm-hmm. Riggins, how old is your grandmother?
90.
Okay. The reason I ask is because there's something new. Forget mommy makeovers, and that's where women who have had children will go in and have all these cosmetic procedures done to repair their bodies. Now there are grandma makeovers women on up in age are having these procedures done, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and even an 81-year-old in this article featured who had a boob job.
Stop it.
An 81-year-old?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Mm-hmm. So can you imagine, Riggins, your grandmother saying, you know what, I'm saving up my money, and then, or I've been saving my money, and so I've got it scheduled. I'm going for a consultation with the plastic surgeon to get a new pair of hoots.
That's wild.
My hell yeah, grandma. 81. What are you doing? She married?
No.
No, single. Still ready to mingle. She's like, I need to get back out there with some new hoots.
Yeah. Now, they said that a lot of the procedures are facelifts and tummy tucks and things like that the older women are getting. But they said that they also do a lot of the, you know, where they call it arm creppiness, where their arms look old.
Yeah.
And they get that tightened up and smoothed out and stuff like that.
Okay.
But didn't you always think once you reach a certain age, you don't even think about that sort of thing? You're just like, whatever.
You would think, but I guess that day's kind of come and gone.
Yeah, they're like, 80 is the new 40.
Yeah, nobody's really accepting of old age like they used to. Mm-hmm. Not that they necessarily should.
But a boob job seems next level.
Adding a boob job is a lot, it seems.
That seems crazy.
That seems like a lot.
This woman, one woman said, quote, I just went into the ocean for the first time in 40 years. And if not for the surgery, I would have missed out on that moment with my granddaughter. I never had a body that looked this good, even when I was in my 20s.
The breast job woman?
Yeah.
No, this is a different one. You got some like
it's like that
liposuction and tummy tucks and all that.
All right.
I don't know. I just can't picture my nana or my granny. My dad's mom was called Granny, and my mom's mom was Nana. I can't picture them. You know, even in their 60s.
No.
Coming in and going, you know what? I'm going to go in and have this done.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a facelift, that's pretty intense, but I understand that more than a
boob job.
Yeah, at 81. What is going on there? I mean, really?
I wonder if, they may be out trying to get younger men.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. So one woman said, I had dimples on my legs and now they're smooth. I don't have to think about how to strategically cover up that creppiness.
Wow.
Why is grandma trying to show off her her upper thighs?
Yeah, that's true.
Where are you going, grandma? In that outfit.
Yeah. I had gained weight after menopause. So I had to, do this. This woman in her 60s said that.
My parents have a neighbor. She's single. She's 63, blonde hair, thin, keeps in shape, really sexy.
Uh-huh.
For, you know.
To be 63.
To be 63, you wouldn't have guessed it. And she's had a substantial amount of work done recently.
What all has she had done?
Lipo, it's not a full facelift. I think they called it a half facelift or something like that.
So she could only afford to get half her face done?
I guess. I don't know.
She'll get the other half done later.
Yeah. Smoothed out a bump in her nose. Got her teeth brightened and bleached and
lips.
Stuff.
She get her lips done? Get she her does, lip flip?
She does some lip stuff. And they haven't seen her in 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. When normally she's out all the
she's
time.
She's healing up a little bit.
I think she's healing up.
So are there a lot of single guys that live in that community?
Yeah, but a lot of guys that are single, but because their wives died while they were already living there.
That's what I mean. So they still live there. They're single, and so is there a lot of dating, or is there a
singles nights?
Kind of thing.
Activities for singles.
I would imagine there's got to be. They do everything else. I'm sure.
I would think they have to have something like that where all the people if that many people there are single, that they probably have some type of place to interact and meet up. Or
and there's a lot more single men or women. I just can't remember which one that live there.
I bet it's more.
Probably
single
more. Men. You think?
For some reason I do, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I always imagine there being more widows in the country than widowers.
Yeah, you're probably
the husband dies first.
Younger. Yeah, always die first.
Yeah. But I'll find out, see what kind of shenanigans are going on over there.
But I think they would probably have to have. Not have to, but it would make sense for them to have singles nights.
Oh, yeah.
Totally makes sense.
A little shuffleboard and whatever else old people do.
Got a beach band or whatever.
Out there shagging on the boulevard.
Exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, if somebody wants to get cosmetic procedures done or whatever, I don't care. No matter what their age is, as long as they're, adults. I mean, who am I to say that they shouldn't be? It's just kind of shocking to think about an 80-year-old woman going in and, getting stripper boobs.
Yeah, I think there are other things that wouldn't be as surprising. Like, I mean, an 81-year-old having a facelift wouldn't surprise me nearly as much as an 81-year-old getting a boob job. That just seems...
Well, I mean...
Content is what's wrong with that, I guess.
So, Nancy Pelosi is in her 80s. And, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious... Because she's had facelifts and stuff.
Yeah, she looks good, though. I mean, for 81.
Uh-huh. But, it's not like... But she started probably having facelifts way back. She didn't wait until she already had an 80-year-old face.
Right.
And then try to straighten that out. Sure. Smooth that out.
Started early.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. You got to start early. Botox by 21.
Oh, that's
start
early. Amanda's the same way. Like, I need to start getting Botox.
Yeah, it's a sales pitch. Wake up. Yeah. Like, of course, you're
32 years old. You don't need Botox. What are you talking about?
And then it's so easy to say, look, it's working.
Yeah.
If you got somebody who's not old enough to have wrinkles yet and you're giving them Botox, you go, see, you would have had wrinkles by now if it weren't for this.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best marketing tactic ever.
So, I'd give an 81-year-old woman a shot. she's, you know, if she looks 75, you don't look a day over 75. If I were single in one of those communities, yeah.
Absolutely. Those two big basketballs glued on her chest.
Yeah.
She's like, do they look real? Not at all.
If I were to take my age gap and flip it to where I were the younger one, it would be with an 80. I would be with an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm 56.
Yeah, why would you point that out?
And it just occurred to me. But so they give her a shot, maybe. Maybe it's not as bad as we think.
Yeah, hey. Okay.
Yeah.
But... I mean, if you're I think the best way to look hot behind a walker is to add some boob implants.
Right.
Put it out there. Shuffling around.
Tennis balls on the walker, basketballs in her chest.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.